has been an awakening. Have you felt it?
Hello and welcome to a very special one-off edition of the Mutual Handshake Guilty Pleasures Movie Podcast. It's so special, we're going to try and keep it under 15 minutes.
Warning, warning!
Spoiler alert!
That sounds like danger.
This is going to be full of spoilers for Star Wars Episode 7, The Force Awakens. We are going to be discussing all the major plot details. So if you haven't seen the film, turn this podcast off and pick it back up once you've seen it. If you haven't seen the film, what the fuck have you been doing?
Get a life, man! Get a life!
Get a life and spend it indoors in a cinema. Right, okay, so first impressions, guys. What did you think of The Force Awakens?
Oh, it definitely took me back. Watching the film, I was literally, not that figurative, when it was literally on the edge of the seat. I couldn't stop leaning forward.
Yeah, I found myself the same, sat leaning forward. What about you, Captain?
No, I was sat quite comfortable. The cinema I went to, all on a flat level, no seats leaning forwards, anything like that. But I loved it. I genuinely loved it. I was a little nervous after going through the traumas of episode 1 to 3, but... Ugh. To start a game with episode 4 Mark 2, I thought was a brilliant move.
I'm not saying 3 is a trauma. 3's got some good moments.
It's not great.
I don't really remember 3.
I'm happy to do 3 another time.
But anyway, episode 7, an updated version, 30 years after
Dark. It is quite like New Hope, isn't it? How many times have you seen it, Captain?
I've only seen it once so far.
Just the once? Just the once. What about you, Hobo?
3.
Three times.
I want to see it more. I just don't have that much time to watch it. When it comes out so I can watch it at home, I'm going to be watching it all the time.
Do you know what? I must admit, the second time I went to see it, I was a little bit hungover, so I will admit that. I sat through the whole film with, like, tears. Like, my eyes just had a layer of tears, and I felt like my hairs on my arms were on... Just like all the way through. There were just little beats all the way through.
It's true. We're home, Chewie.
Yeah. That just made my cheeks flush. But loads of bits, like just the bit where Kylo Ren's going for the lightsaber and it flies by him and goes into Rey's hands and plays the music. Honestly, I was like teary.
All of Kylo Ren. Good. All of it.
Kylo Ren was good.
Yeah. Mm. It feels like what the original prequel should have been. Mm. The story of a bad guy. The him struggling with turning to the dark side.
Oh, the flip side.
A real bad guy, not like Darth Maul. One that lasts past an episode.
Well, we'll see.
Hey. Yeah, let's lay off Darth Maul a little bit.
He's gone away. I'm off to Tatooine.
Darth Maul can still come back because in the expanded universe, he gets metal legs and is still alive. He's kept alive by his sheer hate for everyone.
Oh, please. It's not Wallace and Gromit. I'm in the wrong trousers. Wrong trousers, Sidious.
I would love to see that.
That would be
brilliant. What's going on here in Peter Serafinovich's voice?
But it's such a good film, though. I mean, Captain, what did you think of the new characters? We've got Finn.
We've got Finn, Rey, and my favourite character, Poe Dameron.
Poe Dameron, he's quality.
The new Han Solo. Yeah, he's not in it enough. But apparently, there was some question about whether they would keep this character. Yeah. And that's why for a good chunk of the film, he's missing, and then suddenly, you presume he's dead.
What do you mean?
They wasn't sure. George, he was being the most decisive of guys, George Lucas, he's still involved, isn't he? He's still involved.
It's all JJ. George Lucas isn't involved anymore.
I think he
actually referred to it as you don't go back to your ex girlfriend's house.
They did that once, didn't he?
He said it's
went
like
back
going
and
back to your ex girlfriend's house. he's not involved at all. But you are right in the fact that Poe Dameron wasn't meant to die in that crash. He was meant to be dead.
And then they decided the character was great, and it's Oscar Isaac.
He's
brilliant, in
you
my
can't
opinion.
Kill off Oscar.
You can't keep Oscar. No, keep Oscar.
After he's had sex with robots in...
Yeah, exactly.
What a guy. And then he comes back, and it's like, what a guy. Him and Finn are like... fist pumping, what's up, bro? Like this. And I'm like, you're the man. I like you. I like Finn. He's like an enthusiastic new puppy. Poe Dameron's cool.
Yeah, Poe Dameron's like the new Han Solo, because he has his comeback moment like Han Solo. It's just earlier in the film than it is.
Yeah.
Do you think they couldn't have two Han Solo type characters? Spoiler alert again, Han Solo gets killed. Like, do you think they couldn't have both of them in, or was there room for Poe?
I think there was room
and
for
Lala
Poe.
And
Hey! I think there's room for Poe.
Yeah, there would have been definitely room for Poe and Han Solo if only playing off the fact that they are very similar, but because they're very similar, they reject each other as being very similar, because that's what that sort of character personality would do. They think they're unique. So you could very much have them in the same scene, acting alongside each other, trying to think they're both unique when they're both actually very similar.
Well, I must admit, like, I loved Rey.
Rey
cool. was just brilliant. Like, I thought she was great. At no point, do you remember the scene at the end of Crystal Skull, Indiana Jones, where his hat flies off?
The Indiana Jones film that does not exist.
Yeah, where his hat flies off and Shia LaBeouf goes to pick it up, and everyone's like, no, fuck Shia LaBeouf.
Yeah.
And everyone's like, no, he can't pick up his hat. Yeah. When she got into the driver's or the pilot's seat with the Millennium Falcon, I was like, you've earned this.
Yeah, she's good.
Can sit there.
She's cool.
By all means, you take that seat. I was like, no, fuck off, Shia LaBeouf. I was like, yeah, you take that seat.
I may potentially ruin Rey for you. And I mean, watching this, I've watched it like three times. And I only...
I really just got that.
Yeah. I can't believe I didn't think of that.
I thought that.
I watched it, and I'd only heard of this after the second time, before the third time. I loved Rey, absolutely every bit of it.
Yeah.
I didn't have any problem with her character in the film. But then, looking at it from a story point of view, someone pointed out that Rey's character doesn't have much, if any, of an arc. She doesn't actually go through much turmoil.
Maybe her arc is gonna...
Yeah.
I mean, come on. I mean, she went through some turmoil.
She's been tough. Like, maybe... She's been at home. She's been waiting for her family for fuck knows how long.
But that was her call to adventure. She was waiting for her family, so she's stuck in her old world.
Turmoiled world.
Yeah. But and then she got a call to adventure, which she reluctantly accepted, which is good. After that, where's the big down point for her?
Yeah, but her story might be over like three films. Yeah. So I know what you mean, but...
It was just very... Yeah. Well, I mean, that links into my overall... I didn't realise this about Rey, but it kind of explains why, overall, I was a little disappointed. Even though I loved it, I was a little disappointed because this film, and it goes without saying, it was more of an episode than a complete film.
But wasn't her down point the bit where John Boyega, what's his name, Finn he was leaving, she just grabbed hold of the lightsaber and then was like, no, I've got to go home, and that was her low point. I know it's not a massive one, but...
Don't you think...
She had to accept the fact that she was worthy of being a Jedi. That's
true. Let's be honest, we've all got her character to develop, because... Who is she? Who's her family? Who's she related to?
Because
at the end, she obviously finds...
Bearded Luke.
Who's been sat on a rocky outcrop for years, by the look of it. With no food or anything. He's just got...
Eating midichlorians.
Felt copped out by the ending.
No.
I thought the ending was okay. It just lingered on him too much. Like, I was talking to my brother about it, and he was like, it's as if that was the moment that Mark Hamill's been waiting for. Since Return of the Jedi. Anyway, I'm going to fucking milk this.
Here's Lukey!
I just didn't like it as a story, from story point of view, and to make it into my like best films ever, you need to have like a good, solid story.
Yeah.
But the fact that all this thing that they're building up to, it doesn't have an end. It's like you...
Like Harry Potter has a good story and end.
If they didn't make any of us, if for whatever reason episode 7 didn't get anyone watching it and we're like, right, fuck it, we're not going to relaunch a franchise, and you watch episode 7, you'd be like, what the fuck is that? What kind of story is that?
Yeah, but that's like saying at the end of episode 5. Yeah, like that that only serves as a middle film.
Yeah, but, well, I think I consider 5 and 6 as one. I thought it was going to do the same. Yeah, but I thought it was going to do the same thing where episode 1 was self-contained and then 5 and 6
So would you then say that you class episode 4 as a better film than episode 5 just because it's a more well-rounded film?
Yeah.
No!
So you consider 4 and 5 1?
So would you say that Phantom Menace is a more well-rounded film, so that's better than Empire Strikes Back?
No. Because Empire's got amazing...
The Empire's the greatest.
Yeah. You think A New Hope is better than Empire Strikes Back?
I'd say the only thing about Empire Strikes Back that even means it can't be carried on is the way exactly they end it. You could... There's slight tweaks it could be that you keep all the character structure, all the story... intact, except you don't leave it on a sort of cliffhanger as we're definitely going to go find Han, because that's what it is. They knew they had the next one and they built it up at that point that yeah, we're definitely going to go find Han. This is kind of like, well, obviously before then is like a Hobbit at that point, but if you think about
it's a Hobbit.
Lord of Rings, where you know it's going to be free, you just know
why
sort of thing, which I have problems
because
with
there's
Lord
three
Rings.
Books That's a very logical approach, I feel, with Lord of the Rings.
Well, I think we're getting off the topic because this is supposed to be a small little nugget. What did we think of Kylo Ren, Captain?
I thought it was okay.
Did you like his little bob, his little haircut?
I'll be honest, as an actor, I'm not a fan of Adam Driver.
No?
I think he looks like a poor man's love child, Adrian Brody.
He does look a bit Adrian Brody.
And why does he look better?
I just it put me off him. He looked mysterious. He'd got those evil eyes. But I thought the humour was right. Like when you think he's about to have a tantrum in the stormtrooper.
Yeah, that was amazing.
I was like, it genuinely made me laugh a lot. This film. Yeah, and I think that is a bit of a Disney touch. But I thought they nailed it. I thought it was spot on.
Yeah,
but you can't have a film like Star Wars, which even the original trilogy was never 100% serious.
No.
It was always fun.
But it was the humour which...
But this was funny. Like the original ones were
really
fun, but this was funny.
I
like the captain.
The bit
laughed
where
out loud.
Han Solo shoots things like, oh, that's a boring conversation anyway. That was laugh out loud when I first saw
Yeah,
that.
True. But this was... It had like comedy beats all the way through.
I thought, yeah, Kylo Ren is an interesting character. As I say, once I get past the struggle of the actor, I think the character's good because it's the polar opposite of what Luke went through.
Mm.
You know, he's born into the good, the Jedi, but he's lured to the dark, the Sith, and he's trying to fight. He doesn't want to go there, but something pulls him there.
Mm.
And then, that's what
I've never seen that on. I mean, I don't like the expanded universe or whatever, but you've never seen someone who's bad struggling with the good, and I thought that was such a good point where he was like, I don't want to be good, but I can feel the goodness coming from inside. So he sealed his fate in probably the most powerful scene of the film.
Definitely.
Fuck you, Dad.
What are we thinking about the death?
Who else saw it coming though when you saw that big walkway?
Yeah, I mean the big walkway with no barriers.
What was going to happen there?
I think it's quite sort of common knowledge in the movie world, in the showbiz world, we all circulate it. That Harrison Ford wanted to leave
Empire, didn't he?
He thought the big sacrifice was something that his character had to do, which makes sense.
I thought he was getting killed off in Empire.
No,
when he got frozen. I thought that were him. He wanted to end it then.
It's not anything I've heard.
Okay.
I could be wrong.
So controversy there, but I think it's one of those. It was the right decision, I feel.
Definitely. Yeah,
you need to do that. You know, some sort of things like to kill off their main cast all the time. Game of Thrones. which can get a little bit over the top. However, I think sometimes killing a main character refreshes the series. But my heart at that time, it wasn't so much Leia. his beloved, his sort of love that is it meant to be.
It was his other
love. It wasn't his son, it was his other love.
Yeah. And it's Furby.
It's Furby, who looked amazing.
Oh, Chewy looked.
Oh my god, has he been using he's been using that Aussie.
He's all over the Aussie.
I think he's still technically a teenager.
Oh, he looked better
in
now.
In rookie age. Yeah. They live for like...
I love that you know this, Hobo.
Yeah, that's why he's able to be in the original prequel, because he's still young. He's maybe teenager, maybe 20s or something like that now in our terms.
Yeah.
He's
How
still
old is
young.
He in the Christmas special?
Ageless.
Yeah.
That will live in infamy. You know the best thing about that moment as well? Which obviously striking, beautiful, and afterwards I saw a lot of people complain. Oh, why didn't Chewie just kill Thingy? Chewie's meant to be a crack shot in the expanded universe, blah blah blah. And some artists took it upon themselves to explain this.
I've seen that. Yeah.
How heart wrenching is it?
So sorry. Explain what it is then.
So some artists took it to answer these people saying, "Oh, Chewie could have killed Kylo Ren easily. He's a crack shot." But what he did is he explained the story of Kylo Ren as a kid, and it's like him growing up, and Chewie was obviously, because he's always with Han,
Uncle Chewie.
Mm. So he saw him as a kid, played with him, even when he got as a teenager he was there, and then there was just a moment when teenager Kylo Ren just went off the road, like emo. And so then the final bit of this image is there's two shots, and one where you see Chewie's got him bowcaster headshot dead on, and then the next one is he just goes for the gut shot. Because Chewie can't
do
him.
That to the little nephew.
Well, Ben. Let's be honest, he failed as an uncle.
Me up thinking about that.
He failed as an uncle. Luke failed as an uncle.
Yeah.
Because he couldn't train him to be a proper Jedi.
Leia failed as a mum.
Leia failed as a mum.
Han failed as a dad.
Leia, you've not mentioned Leia, Chris. Tell me, talk to me, how do you feel about her hair?
Her hair's different. Do you know what you were saying about like it was the right time for Han Solo to die? I'm kind of in a position where I hope going forward, Leia takes a backseat, Luke takes more of a backseat. I'm like, it's nice that they're in there, that they're still on the scene, but this is not their story anymore.
Yeah,
and I hope they're not like. They're like, right, we've got to force a big story in there for Leia because it's Carrie Fisher, or got to get Mark Hamill in. He was barely in the first one. I want to see what happens to Finn and Rey and Poe and Kylo Ren or Ben.
Agree. I 100% expected Hamill to be more in this one as an Obi-Wan role. But less in it in a way, because all he's there is guiding Finn or Rey, whoever he wants to guide at that point. To a point, and then he's barely in the second one, and then pretty much nothing in the third one, because it would be a very nice transition to.
Yeah.
You've still got the characters you love, but you know everything dies, everything moves on, you pass it.
Life
on.
Goes on.
Yeah.
What did we think about Starkiller Base?
Oh, awesome! I loved it.
Are you not a bit worried that it was just rehashing a bit?
Hey, it could destroy planets before that worked really well. Took out Alderaan. Could have taken out a rebel base. It's just they fucked up by having another weakness on it.
They still killed like five planets.
Yeah, exactly.
I liked the way that it sucked the energy from the sun, and I loved the way that the fact that sucking the energy from the sun then also set up the final with like the darkness and the scene with Kylo Ren with his dad and he's like, "Can you help me, Dad?" And then all of a sudden the shadow comes over them. The bit though where Han Solo was like, "Ben," was the bit that got me. It tugged on the heartstrings. That was a bit where like my eyes filled up and I was like, I'm going to cry.
I shed a tear, I'll be honest, at the passing of Mr. Solo.
Is
not Darth, crazy. Though. That not means Darth. Mister. In some
languages. See,
got to say, favourite character. BB-8.
Oh, how haven't we talked about BB-8? BB-8 was brilliant.
I don't know about you guys. Were you worried going into this, we're going to push BB-8? Because Owen Martin was BB-8. I was like, this is going to be a BB-8 film. It's going
to
be
awesome.
The prequels.
And I spoke to B Money before, and he was like, he said to me that you're going to love BB-8. And I was like, yeah, okay, well, we'll see. And he was like, you will. And he was fucking ace.
BBA nailed exactly. He had the perfect balance of what he should be. Yeah. Bit of humour.
Yeah.
Bit of
emotional depth.
Yeah, he never fell over. Perfectly balanced. Sorry, that was a captain joke.
So. Just spinning him out.
Better than a Weeble. Oh, God.
No, BBA loved him. Really good. Really. Yeah. Or her.
Yeah. Or it.
Yeah, or it.
It, we never know if it's a boy or girl. So, my key question is, would you go and watch this again? Would you recommend for the Mutual Handshake listeners to get to their cinema, to go and see this film?
Even if you're not a Star Wars fan, even if you've not seen 4, 5 or 6 and those other films, 1, 2, 3 and Star Wars Christmas Special, even if you've not seen them, go and see it. I think it's got something for everyone.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely, yeah.
Awesome.
Spell.
Bring on episode 8.